from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bears.
Mark Grody, covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
Man, I need talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mark Grody with Bernstein and Holmes.
Whatever, the Bears suck.
On The Score.
We always hate to interrupt Mark Grody while he's making the rounds, waving at people, putting favors in the old political favor bank. You know how it is when
you're the mayor of Lake Forest.
Yeah, when you're that popular, when you're kind of a big deal. But Mark Grody is ready to tell us everything that's going on with the Bears. You can tune in tomorrow from 5:30 to 10 a.m. Mully and Hall doing their show live from Bears training camp at Hallis Hall. Training camp coverage presented by Chevy, drivechicago.com, and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Mark Grody's on Twitter at Grody Sports. Hello, sir.
Hi, guys. Not nearly the same energy today as from when last we spoke, because today the Bears are indoors. They are inside the Walter Payton Center. I am outside of the Walter Payton Center because it would be far too noisy indoors. As much as we like the ambiance and the music blasting in the background, this would have been an untenable situation. Funny, though, because right now it is not raining. It is very humid. There's a gentleman cutting the grass in front of me right now. Also, I'm just looking over on the far field. Special teams is out there doing their work. So I don't think it's inconceivable. I've seen them. They did it last year once where they were started indoors for a practice and then they moved it back outside. So I don't think that that's totally inconceivable. And
you keep using that word. I don't know if it means what you think.
Inconceivable. Helmets and shorts today after back-to-back days of full pads. So it just like that. Full padded energy is just, it's something, especially after having, you know, the first 5 or 6 days without it, and now we're back to just helmets and that's about it. So that's the story right here. Oh, big day today, though, too, for post practice. Kayla Williams will be speaking today, as will Shane Waldron.
What happened on Saturday?
Ooh. Yeah, it was a bad day for the offense. What happened was the, again, Andrew Billings yelling move, creating and stimulating false starts by the offense. Matt Eberflus said, yeah, that it was the defense that was most responsible for the offense and all the penalties that they had had. Interestingly enough, the day before, you could ask the same question, what happened? Well, the day before, the cadence was off for Caleb Williams per Matt Eberflus. So we start to get some answers. You know, we only talk to Matt Eberflus every other day, so sometimes we have to collect questions for, you know, the day before as well. And it was just a bad 2 days in terms of pre-snap penalties for the Bears. So that's going to be that'll be the big thing today. And look, Shane Waldron, we'll try to get some answers from him on that and how it can be made better, and hopefully we'll see something better today because it was bad.
Well, help me translate this then. It was the defense caused that. And not to be glib, but I don't care. Like the offense, you can't just come out of an actual game and say, why were you struggling with your timing offense? Well, the defense caused it. Doesn't matter. You're the offense. Every defense is going to try to upset your timing. Every defense is going to try to make things difficult for you. So even though you're trying to give credit, obviously, to the Bears defense, because it's the Bears against the Bears, I still kind of don't want to hear that.
Yeah, I understand it, especially after Matt Eberflus kind of offered to us at one point or early in this camp about how good everything looked pre-snap. And then all of a sudden, there's two horrendous days with it. So it's an alarming thing. And like there was such an obnoxious amount of holding. There's a couple of apparently, you know, nothing is official out here, but, you know, a couple delay of game penalties to go along with all of the holding. So, and especially too, with this being for the most part, it's a veteran offensive line, you know? I mean, I understand that they're going to make some mistakes and that's okay, but this group has definitely got to get it together. I will say, I don't know if this had anything to do with what was going on Saturday, but for whatever it's worth, I mean, you did have Coleman Shelton playing center and Ryan Bates was the right guard. So they switched it up a little bit with Nate Davis just taking in practice. He's got some sort of day-to-day injury at this point. So he was in full pads watching, but they were doing things that they don't do always. We've seen Ryan Bates play some right guard throughout the offseason program, but not a ton. He's mostly just been rotating at the center spot. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it on Saturday, but it's got to get cleaned up.
Do you expect that Caleb will play Thursday?
No. I'm not expecting him to play. We're going to find out tomorrow. I haven't heard anything specifically, but the indications are that he probably won't. I mean, the one little tiny piece that makes me wonder is that they said they've had some long meetings about this. So if they're being genuine in that, it sounds like maybe there's been some good back and forth and they actually were considering it. But with some of the issues that we've seen with the pre-snap stuff, unless it magically goes away in the next couple of days, I don't know that you want to put that out there at this point. I'd be for Caleb just getting out there and getting the feel and handing a couple balls off. Maybe, you know,
a
couple
dump offs. Are you being chased by a lawnmower, Mark?
I'm actually trying to get away from him, yes.
Okay. Kenny Marock is trying to run you over?
I am walking right now.
He's like, coming your way.
All right, we should be getting farther and farther away. Leave me alone, sir.
Grody.
Is it? I can't remember his name, and I feel bad that I can't. Is it the older guy with the pipe?
No, it's not the old pipe guy.
Oh, that's Joe Kraniak.
No, it's not the old pipe. Yeah.
Yeah, Jay, the shirtless old bald guy with the beard and the pipe. That's Jack.
Well, he wears a shirt.
I used to know. No, he didn't used to.
Yeah, well, they want you to wear a shirt now.
No, he used to mow the grass shirtless.
Can I tell you guys? Here's something hilarious. Now, in the distance, now about 10 yards away from me, I see a laughing Herb Howard with earbuds in right now. And he's pointing at me and laughing at me right now.
But that's just his normal setting. He would,
like that guy?
He's not listening. He's just pointing at you and laughing.
Say hi to those guys. Just say hey.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Herb. How are you?
Running from this lawnmower, too.
Herb can't hear you. He's got his earbuds in. So, but that was hilarious. He's got you guys on, and he was listening to the whole thing. So he's just laughing at me right now, standing out here. Now, by the way, it is starting to sprinkle a little bit. Might be time to put the tarp on the field. We'll see. But a light rain has started to come down as the players, I can see through the window right now. The players are still going through their individual position warm-ups right now inside the Walter Payton Center. And Herb Howard rocking some red sweatshorts today heading into the Walter Payton Center.
I wonder if, to get back to the Caleb thing, I wonder if the choice on it has to do with them maybe not wanting to play the veteran offensive line in four games when the plan, because it's the extra game. Like maybe if the starting offensive line is out there, then I'm like, well, Caleb should play. But if they're not going to start Nate Davis and Tevin Jenkins and Braxton, like then maybe he shouldn't be out there.
Right, and I absolutely not, right? If you're going to start Caleb, yeah, you absolutely have to have those guys out there. I mean, I don't want to – I love Doug Kramer, but I don't want to see a situation where he and, you know, a couple of these other backups are out there working with Caleb Williams. That's not going to happen. You do not want that. So – I think I'm just scared for you.
I mean, it's like the plane in North by Northwest is coming down after you, and you're running out of the way.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I know. People are coming after me, man. I think the word gets out that there's a hit going on here on the score, and everybody comes after me out here.
Is Doug Kramer the new Harvey Unga? Is he just a guy whose name is going to be on the roster forever?
Yeah, I think it's either that or Simba Webster.
Okay. Simba Webster is a good pick for that.
Yeah, Simba. He's always just in camp. He's always here. He's always smiling. He's always willing to be part of it and collect whatever check he can collect. That's right. We don't do Lions here in these reports. But, yeah, you know what? That's funny you say that, Dan, because they obviously do not trust Doug Kramer because of all years with the issues they had at center last year, and Doug Kramer could never get on the field. The center position for the Bears was bad last year, and he could not get a sniff. As a matter of fact, he was let go for a while and then made his way back to the Bears roster. So, yeah, he might be a Harvey Unga and a Simba Webster at this point. They just like having him around, and if another team wants him, that's cool. But, hey, man, if you're not doing anything, come hang out here with the Bears during training camp.
So, all right, now that we've had the sloppy practice, I imagine if they practice inside, maybe things will be cleaner. Or maybe are fans at this practice too?
No fans today. No fans, no pads.
Okay, so then there's an opportunity for this to be a lot cleaner.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think that might be part of why they are okay with being indoors today and they probably could deal with a sprinkle, but I think this is an important day for them to get back on track. And, yeah, like, if there are to be big deal days in camp, I think this is one of them because although, you know, Matt Eberflus has kind of downplayed the pre-snap stuff, but that has to get cleaned up and it has to eventually become relatively flawless.
Have they asked the defensive players to stop yelling yet?
No.
Or do they want Caleb and the offense to work through this?
Oh, yeah, I think that they do. Like, nobody has said anything like that. What they want is Montez Sweat to stop slapping the ball out of Caleb Williams' hand.
Yeah, he got sent to the sidelines, right?
Yeah, he did it, and Matt Eberflus pulled him out of the drill and gave him a good talking to and saying, you know, something to the effect of, you know, you'd be really upset, you'd be really regretful if something were to happen to Caleb Williams. And the first time he did it, Caleb Williams got in his face a little bit. The one on Saturday did not create nearly the emotion except from the head coach, Matt Eberflus. So I imagine we'll see a better behaved Montez Sweat.
It is something to keep in mind, though. I appreciate what Montez is trying to do, even though he shouldn't. Don't touch the merchandise.
Merchandise gonna get touched.
Because that
James Harrison, right?
Yes. Caleb's turnovers didn't come in interceptions; they came in fumbles. So I appreciate he's trying to point out, hey man, these guys are gonna get here, and that's what they're gonna do. But you don't do that to the quarterback when they're wearing the different color jersey.
Right. It's like mad at you, not mad at you. That's the way I look at it with Montez Sweat. And I think probably fans, yeah, you got to protect the guy. But I appreciate the early aggression from Montez Sweat, you know, a veteran in his first full year here, and he's about as enthusiastic and as ready to go as anybody. But
maybe carry the ball a little higher, young man, because these guys are coming around the edge and trying to take it from you. Yeah.
Well, I think he's learning a lot early, man. Like, I think and we're going to talk to Caleb today, but one of the things, like, I feel like he's getting the welcome to the NFL moments here right now that happens with every rookie quarterback every year, and I believe that that's what the first two full padded days were for him. You know, he threw back-to-back interceptions in the 7-on-7 at one point. Their 11-on-11 began with back-to-back false starts. The defense is bringing everything they can. I can't count how many times I've seen 53 TJ Edwards blitzing and getting and breaking through. And, you know, I hope that that's something. I hope they dial up the linebacker more this year. It feels like something that the Bears have been effective at through the years, and they have definitely been breaking through on that offensive line and giving him absolutely everything he can handle. So I like that part of it. Like, the defense is not being, you know, generic. they are running plays, and they are being sturdy with the wide receivers. I think that's another interesting part, is to watch the Bears secondary. I mean, they too have been hearing all about how great the wide receivers are, and you could tell there's a little bit of that extra oomph, especially from Tyreek Stevenson out here going up against the rookie Roman Dunze at times. So it's interesting to watch, and I guess if you're a Bears fan, you just hope that the offense catches up a little bit more, because right now it's all defense.
All right, before we let you go, tell us the story of the lemonade.
Yeah, so it was during one of our first training camp practices, and what is different this year in the bleachers, which benefits both the media and the fans, the Bears put a canvas topping over the bleachers, so it blocks out the sun. It makes it much more easy to deal with. So it actually is. And then Flus talked about that, and then he also said, yeah, we might set up a little lemonade stand for you guys out there too. So Flus talked about this jokingly, you know, the new Flus, Dan, that we've been talking about. And then today we walk in there and there's a big tub of Flus's lemonade inside of the interview room. Unfortunately, we won't get to thank the Flus today because he is not scheduled to speak, but he came through on his promise to make the lemonade. I have not tried it. I know Jason Leisure did, and he gave it a pretty good review.
Okay.
But I'll probably get a little cup of it later.
Are you wearing your Bears-issued backpack?
Oh, you heard about those, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I, my Bears-issued backpack is at home right now.
Good.
And I am trying to figure out who I'm going to give it to.
Give it to a kid.
I will give it to a kid. It might be one of my nieces or nephews. We'll
see. I could work ahead on that one.
Oh, I know. You know one. You think Dario would be into that?
I think he would rock that thing at Northeastern University like a
boss. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Yes. No, it's a really nice bag.
Of course it is.
Yeah, yeah.
With your name on it and everything. Got your little name tag guy and everything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think mine said, and I don't mind this, but it said Odyssey's Mark Grody.
It's true.
That's
correct.
Yeah, they went with the formal. So no, it's a beautiful backpack, and you know, in another part of my life, I might have kept it and used it. But
and if you
this will
did
definitely
something else for a living.
Yes. If I did something else for a living. So I don't know. Actually, it's such a nice bag that it will be wrapped and under the Christmas tree this year for somebody.
Or maybe it'll be on eBay.
Oh, yeah.
I would recommend that.
A lot of people say I never did that. I never put anything on eBay. Everybody keeps saying that. You better KMA, Bernstein. And that goes for you, too. Lakers going down. Down, down, down.
All right, go dodge the lawnmower. See you, Mark.
Oh, here he comes. Hold on. Sir? Sir?
Bears.
Okay, Bears. Bye, guys.
I'll get you, Grody.
Smart Grody, he's our Bears beat reporter, Odyssey Bears beat reporter. Mark Grody. When we come back, we're just going to celebrate that football's back.
Yay.
On the Score.
Yay.
We don't touch the merchandise ever.
Merchandise go get touched.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.